Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and Mr. Floor Igor Murak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We've got a packed show. We've got the IRS tax man, Stephen A. Leahy, in there. We have Mr. Floor, Igor Murak. We have an in-home health and companion care specialist, Candace Fire. We're going to probably screw up her last name, but we'll fix that up on the other side. And MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. And also Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford calling in with unbelievable story about how a Ford F-150 helped power homes down in Texas that lost power. He's calling in later today at 10:45. He was on this show talking about the generator, and now, a couple weeks later, the ice storm hits Texas, and he's going to dive deeper, which is unbelievable. But first, we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. You can follow us on Facebook. We are up and rolling on Facebook. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook if you want to check us out live on the video. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're here until 1, helping you with every single home improvement. Anything that's got to do with the roof down to the basement, financing, fixing, installing, enhancing, modifying, we are here. Trucks in the garage, we've got everything covered. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You can listen online for any place in the country, in the world, at WGNDavid.com. Click the forward-facing white button, and we got a packed show. First, we've got Stephen A. Leahy in here. Jake, hit the music. So what you don't understand, Stephen, was this.
What is love?
I'm sitting there waiting for you, okay? I'm jamming to this, waiting in the Mario's parking lot, and I'm just rocking out to this, because whenever this comes on, you're just rocking out. Steve gets in my car after falling in a snowbank. He's always on time, 5 minutes late. And we have this deep conversation. I'm eating my Egg McMuffin. I get him his black coffee because he likes his black coffee. He likes his Speedos black. And we start having a conversation at 8:05 about breakfast sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the Egg McMuffin is the most perfect breakfast sandwich ever created. And he starts arguing with me. And he's like, the Big Mac meal is the best breakfast. And I'm like, that's not a breakfast.
Depending on when you eat it, right?
Obviously, he eats it for breakfast. So like, it comes with the Happy Meal. I'm like, a 40-year-old man is not supposed to have a Happy Meal at 4 in the morning. So I pick Steve up. We drive down. We have a great conversation. Steve is probably never going to drive with me again.
Yeah.
But we talk about a lot of different things. And one of the things that you're going to be talking about, I know it's National Tax Day. You're going to dive into that. And somebody that you helped, a listener that didn't file tax in 2010, we're going to dive into that. And sold a home, got a huge tax liability. You're going to talk about how you helped that listener and other listeners. But also you're going to dive into Chapter 7, bankruptcies and discharge bankruptcies in general and discharging mortgages. So that's a good enough tease for you, especially with the Big Mac meal plan. I know you are. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
312-664-6649.
And if our listeners are worrying, yes, you should be worried. They do make Speedos in triple extra large for Steve. So you got it covered. 312-981-7200.
I look good in there.
You do look good in a dark room with dark shaded sunglasses with your eyes closed. You go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information. Mr. Floor, Igor Murak, You've been busy with calls. Because it's so flippin' cold out, there's gaps in people's flooring.
Yep.
You said you got 10 since the last time you were on a couple of weeks ago because right. you track everything. There are gaps in our listeners' floors that you're going to be covering. It's not as big of a deal as our listeners have to are making it out because they think like their house is shifting and everything else. It has to do with the humidity, and you're going to dive a little deeper into that later.
That's correct, Dave. Yeah, we're going to get into the weeds on what causes gaps and why gaps persist specifically in the winter months, and we'll have a nice conversation.
And how to adjust your humidity in your house.
Right.
And you have to be careful because in the summer, you got to turn it down. Because then you have other problems if you keep it too humid in your house. So
see, I taught you well, didn't I?
You did. It's like a biological class.
Exactly.
And your house is a living entity, right? As yeah. we're learning down in Texas, and I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but when your house freezes up, I was watching the news last night. There are some people that have buckets of water, buckets to collect all the water.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So phone number if our listeners want to reach you.
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
312-981-7200 is Mr. Floor. It's a MegaPros Joe call, text, and photo line. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. The reason I say it so much is because we want listeners to call, text, and send photos so we can help you.
Yep.
That's why I say it so much. 312-981-7200, American Post call, text, and phone line. We have Candace. Did I mess up your last name?
Fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Fire.
Candace
hey,
Fire.
How about it?
And the name of your company that you work with?
Is In Home Caregivers.
And you got bombed after you've been on twice.
I've been bombed 40, 50 calls all over Cook County, Lake County, DuPage County with all different scenarios. Thank you, Sweet Home Chicago, for helping us. And we got the first client.
Oh, you got the first client. Good for you. And that's great. Let's tease that because I've been trying to get the WGN sales staff to bring in an in-home health and companion care. It's not just health care. It's also companion care.
Yes.
On the show. And my buddy started up a company, one of my best friends. And I'm just like, come on, because it's a huge market.
Huge.
And we need to satisfy that market and take care. And I'd rather bring on a reputable company that I know personally, which I do, because I'd stop a bullet for this guy, right? He's one of my best friends. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
847-219-1718. My name is Candace Fire. If you want to reach me via email, it's www.inhomecaregivers.net.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. I was getting text messages from your father.
Yeah.
He must be going absolutely stir crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's about that time.
It's about that time.
Snow's going to melt, so he's got to come home.
He's run out of tequila.
Yeah. He drank all of Mexico's tequila.
847-658-8989.
Our listeners, and you're going to be talking about how a listener that called the show.
Yeah, send a text photo.
A photo about the condensation challenges he was having.
Which everybody's having right now. Yeah.
Because of the ice damming.
Yeah.
And what you did to help them, which is huge. So we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy, Mr. Taxman. This is going to be in my head all day
long.
It's
Night of the Roxbury.
I know.
Right?
He's bopping his head.
Yeah, he's bopping it. Yeah.
As Steve walking up.
That's not my song on this show, though.
Doesn't matter.
No, it is now.
It is now, right?
Now.
I have two other ones.
I know you do. Don't worry about it.
We'll get there.
I'm driving this ship. We got another show on IND.
That's what scares me.
You got a show on AM560 tomorrow night you could promote. I got this right here until 1 o'clock. Just sit there. I'll turn your mic on. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM720 WGN.
You'll never find
312-981-7200.
That's more like it, Dave.
This is Steve Leahy's other song.
Someone who loves you.
I didn't mean to upset him. I have another song. What are you replacing my Lou Roth song? Gets all upset. I had to play this like for a half hour coming down here for him.
Just to psych him up.
Got exhausted.
Right?
I got to get him in the mood.
Get him in the mood for the show.
He's like, "Why are you wearing earplugs?"
I'm
like,
oh. "Sammy will play my other song later."
Sure,
I have another song.
Yeah, I can't wait. 312-981-7200. He'll play that at 1:30. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com for all you new listeners out there. Show's over at 1. Go to wgndavid.com. wgndavid.com. We've got Angie, Kevin, and John. We will get to you. We promise. But first, Stephen A. Leahy, National Tax Day. What does that mean, and why should our listeners be aware or care about that day?
Well, it was last a week ago yesterday, Friday, was the opening of tax season. It means you can file your tax return, and you should have all your documents that were sent by your employer or your financial institutions, all that. You should have that already, and you can file it now with the IRS. What people don't realize is that the IRS has free tax preparation for a lot of people. I mean, if you make under $72,000 and you have a W-2, you shouldn't pay someone to do your tax return. It's not hard, and they're free services. So I set up something on tinyurl.com/WGN free return. If you go there, there's a list of companies that you can go to and get your tax return done for free. Because here's the thing. Always do file your tax return. Always.
Why?
Because it stops so many. If you don't file your tax return, there's a statute of limitations. That never starts because you haven't filed.
Even if our listeners don't think they make a lot of money. If they make 15, 20 grand a year, doesn't seem like a lot of money to some. It's a whole bunch of money to others.
That's right.
Is there, if they make 5 grand a year, 7 grand, still file a tax return?
There is a limit where they say you don't have to file, but I say always file, because then there's no question. You filed and the statute starts running and it's over. You know, and you don't have to worry about the IRS ever coming after you, you know. So, but if you don't file, then they might come after you, and then you might have to prove it. And that's what we're going to. I got this call from someone who they just this opportunity, just this situation. She wasn't making any money. She wasn't working. So she didn't file her tax returns. Well, she sold a home.
Right. This is a listener who sold a home.
Yes.
Who contacted you after the last time you were on. Sold a home in 2020.
10.
I'm sorry, 2010. Didn't think she had made enough money, passed over. In her head, she didn't think she made enough money. Sold a house, capital gains, because she didn't buy another house, right?
Well, no, not that, because what happens is, if you don't file your tax return, they don't know what the basis of your home was, right? So they get the IRS gets the financials from the finance company said that you sold the home, and they know what you sold it for, but they don't know what you paid for it. So if you don't file your tax return, they say you all of that was income, and then they tax you on it.
Wow.
So she got a tax bill for over $50,000, and she didn't make any money. So I hear that a lot. It's like, well, how can I owe the IRS all this money if I didn't even make any money? And that's why, you know, what was happening then? Oh, I sold my home then. Well, that's what happened. It takes the IRS a year, 2 years, 3 years sometimes, and then they'll file what they call a substitute for return. And what that is, right, the IRS can't collect money again from you if you don't owe it, and you don't owe it if you don't file, if it hasn't been assessed, and it hasn't been assessed unless you file a tax return. So if you don't file it, they'll file it for you. That's not a service, it's a penalty, because they hit you hard with the penalties.
Will the IRS ever call you and ask you to pay your debt with Apple prepaid music cards?
The answer is no. Remember, we were live.
Yeah.
You got
yeah,
that
we
call.
Heard it.
It happened to me.
Live. Yeah.
It happened to me.
Well, we're on the radio.
It happened to me on the radio, and it happened to me in my office. So we just talked about it the Saturday before. So I get this call. I'm like, oh, I'm going to love this. I'm like, okay. They're like, oh, you're in deep trouble. I'm like, oh, my God. How much trouble am I in? I played it up. Like, oh, my God.
Really?
You're in so much trouble. You owe the IRS $3,000. I'm like, oh, my God, what should I do? They're like, go across the street. They're like, where do you work? I'm like, I work in Deerfield. I work off of Lake Cook Road. So they plug in my address. They're like, there's a Jewel's across the street. Go to Jewel's and buy gift card. I'm like, I didn't know the IRS. This is unbelievable. I go, the IRS will take gift cards. Any specific type of gift card. You want Chili's? You want Lou Malnati's? No. Go get the Apple prepaid music cards.
That makes sense.
I said, okay, this is amazing.
Great information.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to put in my credit card. Then I'm going to come back. And then how do I get it to you? Oh, great, sir. There's a number on the back. Call us up and give us that number on the back.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I could pay $3,000 like that over at the Jewels, come back in, and I'll get 3,000 frequent flyer miles, too. They're like, yeah. I said, guess what? I said, guess what? My name is Officer, Sergeant McGillicuddy from the Deerfield Police Department. I've recorded this, and we're going to come after you. Click. Click.
Nice.
Okay? It happened.
I like when you say Jewels.
Jewels.
Well, it's Chicago. You got to say Jewels.
I know. I just
the Jewels.
You got to say Jewels. South side is south, and north is north.
But that's more of a south side thing.
But the IRS will never call you.
No, they don't call.
They will never. But our listeners,
they never. Okay, because because I've always told people they never call you, but they have sometimes now started calling people. Huh. But they'll never ask you to pay over the phone. Never ask you to pay. They'll never say take out your credit card. Give us. They'll never ask you to pay, and so never pay anybody over the phone. They might call you, but here's what you should do if they call you. Tell them you have a lawyer tell them to call your lawyer.
Question: will they disclose any dollar amount you might owe?
Well,
if they do call,
they might, because obviously, but they got to confirm that it's you, right? Because they can't give that information
away.
Who's
going to give that information?
They can't give that information away. If they ask you what your Social Security number is, don't give it to them. That's not the IRS. Yeah.
Is it safe to say that they won't take iTunes gift cards from you?
That's safe to say. That's safe to say.
I just wanted a little perfect.
So, I wanted to just mention, if you're to go to tinyurl.com/ WGN free return, and you'll see a list of, it's on the IRS website. It's just a shortcut to the IRS website, and there'll be a list of free services if you make less than $72,000. So that's pretty good.
Igor?
Yeah, Steve, real quick, as a consumer, you know, we get these phone calls, right? Is there a way for us to vet the person on the other line? Is there a question we can ask them to see if they're a legitimate IRS, you know?
Well, officer? I think if they have, first off, if they have your information, right, they'll have your Social Security number, so they'll have that information. And they always give you a IRS number, you know, what their
code,
what their badge number is. But of course, they can make that up.
They can make that up.
So here's what, if they call you, call a professional.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We got Andrew, Kevin, and John on the line. We got text rolling in. 312-981-7200 is America Pros. Call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Feel too small. Be
thankful I don't take it.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Stephen A. Leahy, 815. What was the website to file your taxes for free if you made under 40 grand? What's that? Give them the whole website.
So this is just a shortcut to it's an IRS site, so I'm not sending you to some frivolous site or something like that. It's just a shortcut to that site, and it's tinyurl.com/WGN free return, because I set that up. Again, it's just a shortcut to the IRS site. So tinyurl.com/WGN free return.
And your phone number for listeners.
312-664-6649.
Angie and Bourbonnais, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's going on, Angie and Bourbonnais? I actually know where Bourbonnais is. They have.
Hey, that's really good.
Yeah, it's all the way down I-57. I get a gold star.
The Bears used to be.
No, there's a steel mill down there. It used to be Birmingham Bolts, now Nucor, with the gigantic articulated cranes that look like came out of Star Wars. Right, Angie?
That's true.
Damn straight it is. I know. See? What, you've got questions about hardwood floors for Mr. Floor. How can we help you?
Well, I want to know if re-engineered flooring can be refinished.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, number one, what is re-engineered floors?
Okay, so engineered floors are floors that are not solid through and through, like your traditional floor, like in your house, David, right?
Yeah.
That's a regular wood floor that was put in. It's a piece of lumber. It was installed, it was sanded and finished on site typically. An engineered floor is a sliced veneer. In other words, a thin veneer of wood that's been sliced off and then engineered or laminated onto, could be plywood, could be some other ancillary material. But in essence, it's a much more ecologically friendly way to do a wood floor, because we're not using the entire piece of lumber. We're just slicing it like bread and then just attaching it to a backing.
But you have limitations.
So Angie's question is, you know, can it be refinished? The short answer is yes. Most engineered floors can be refinished, but there are many that cannot because the manufacturer sliced them so thin and never really intended for that floor to be refinished. So you have to be very careful and fully understand which format you have. For example, all the floors that we carry at Mr. Floor, we make sure that we only work with engineered formats that allow us to sand floors. And the reason we do that is because we also sand floors on a regular basis for clients. So if I put in your floor, David, and you want to refinish it 15 years from now, where you sell the home to me and I want to sand it and simply change the, you know, its color, I should have that ability. And so the format we work with always can be refinished.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Angie?
Thank you so much.
All right, hang tight, my friend. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product to use on that floor. 312-981-7200. Kevin, thanks for calling, buddy, and Glenda and Elgin. You've been hanging out for a while. How can we help you?
Yeah, my daughter bought a foreclosure home, but it needs some work, including a driveway, which is about $10,000.
Okay.
So I was wondering how soon after she closes, can she refinance and get cash out to do the work that needs to be done?
Very good question.
That is a good question.
How much did she put down on the home?
5%.
So the challenge that you got is that the max cash out on most agency loans right now, other than VA, is 80% cash out. So she's above the cash out threshold. Did she buy a ridiculously low rate at a low price or no?
Yes.
So she bought a home discounted, put some perfume on the pig, and now wants to take some equity out to put back into it. Did the home appraise for more than what she bought it for?
They just said that it met the appraisal. They didn't actually give her an appraisal amount.
Is that weird?
That's very weird. So who did they? Did she buy it directly from the attorney that the home was in foreclosure with?
From the lender.
From the lender. Okay, so she bought a Fannie Mae. She owned a Fannie Mae owned house that they had the value on, and they didn't need an appraisal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be tough to get value to pull out money to do a garage because you're going to have to get to at least. How much did she buy the house for?
$140,
What's it worth today?
It's in a resort community. It's 3 bedroom, 3 bath, so most of the homes there are well over $200.
Okay, yeah. So you got a tricky one here because you just bought a home for $140. You got to do an appraisal for you got to get it to $140. If you get it for $300, right? If you get it for $200, you go to $160, which is 80%, and pull the money out. Some lenders might be a little hesitant about that, but if you got a hardcore appraisal that said that it's really worth $200. It shouldn't be a problem. Freddie Mac, one of the agencies, Fannie Freddie, allows you to take cash out right away. I forgot which one, without a seasoning. FHA requires 6-month seasoning. So if she has good credit, we could take a look at it and see what we could help you.
She's going to have to order a home appraisal.
We're going to have to do a whole new appraisal and figure that out. Okay, and we're going to have to explain why she bought it at such a low number, and then it appraised for $40,000-$60,000 more right after she bought it. So there's a lot of explaining to do there, Kevin. So how's her credit? Is her credit good?
Yeah, it's like 780.
That's pretty good. All right. Does Dad have any money to float her $10,000 in case she can't get the money out right now until she can get access to the dough?
Yeah, but I was trying to avoid that.
Of course you were. We all are.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Guess what, Kevin? Get the checkbook out and start writing a check.
Own.
No, I understand. Hang tight, buddy. I'm going to try to help you off the air. You got a lot of moving pieces there. We got 2 hours and 45 minutes left on the show. 2 hours, 15 minutes left on the show. Okay, I'll call you after the show to figure out how we could help you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312 of your choice, 312-981-7200, that all of our listeners can get a discount off their first purchase, Mr. Floor Igor Morak, if they go to MrFloor.com, type in promo code WGN.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about spacing and openings in hardwood floors with humidity levels.
Yeah, so, you know, our phone literally starts ringing, David, probably end of October and doesn't stop until end of March, probably into April. And it's the same phone call from, you know, the entire Chicagoland area. And that is, you know, why do we have gaps in our floors? Is my floor ruined? What does this mean? You know, I'm very concerned.
I just put in a new floor. What's this garbage?
Right, exactly. And then,
what did you do to me?
Right, exactly. You know, so and a lot of it is just simply people don't know what's going on. So what we do in an effort to preempt that is we have a conversation about humidification, about proper acclimation. We talk about what the levels in the home need to be from a humidity standpoint to try to, you know, avoid those sorts of things. And, you know, we talk about this the subject on the show a lot, and it comes up a lot, and that is, you know, what do you do or what can you do to minimize or eliminate these gaps? And these are known in the industry as seasonal contraction gaps, and it's a reaction in response to a low humidity environment. So it's been extremely cold. The heat in your home is pumping nonstop, and it's basically drying everything out. If we were to walk into your home right now, David, and I'm sure yours is no different, and we put a thermohygrometer on your kitchen counter, right? Okay, I know you love that.
I'm going to tell you, here's a floor guy. I don't think there's another floor guy who uses more three-syllable
words. Oh, yeah. Thermal hygrometer.
Thermal hygrometer.
I think that's a 12, but you're an attorney.
I'm at three or more.
Yeah, I mean,
play Scrabble there, Steve?
And it's Speedo.
Not very well.
In a Speedo, right.
Very poorly.
No, but these thermal hygrometers are great because it'll tell you almost, you know, instantly, within 5 minutes, they'll calibrate, and they'll tell you what the humidity level in your home is. And I'm going to tell you right now, if your home, if you're out there listening and your home is under 30% relative humidity, your floors will gap, your doors will gap, your cabinetry will gap, your crown molding will gap. Everything in your home that is fibrous, that is a wood fiber, is going to contract in response to a, you know, to a dry environment. And we've seen homes, I mean, just the last, you know, couple of weeks, Dave, we walk in and I can register a 12 or a 13 or a 14 relative humidity percentage in your home. You have to be at 30%. You have to be absolutely at 30%. That is the minimum requirement for your floor to function properly. And if you're in the teens, your floors don't stand a chance.
Got it.
And that's what we're seeing throughout Chicagoland. So again, what can you do to combat that? You increase the humidity conditions. You turn up your thermostat. You have to raise that relative humidity. Standalone humidifiers, inline humidifiers. You know, Dykstra has been on talking about this as well. It's a known issue, but it's not permanent, and it can get better in the spring and summer months.
Go ahead, Jeremy, quick.
Yeah, question. Boiling a pot of water, if I don't have a humidifier or anything, is that a viable option?
It is a viable option.
Any I know it's old school, but...
Yeah, no, but Jeremy, any way you can get humidity into the air is good for your floors, and it's good for you as well.
Yeah, but you have to boil it for 4 months. 312-91.
And it's got to be a big pot.
Just saying. Big pot.
Yeah, so Jeremy's just, come on, honey, I need another... need some water. What the hell is that?
It's dual purpose.
Back in 1918. Yeah, no.
Come on.
No.
And if you're having a baby, you start boiling that pot of water anyway, right?
Hey, so and I got five of them, so it totally makes sense.
And when you're making soup, you boil the water, too.
Oh, man, you guys are brilliant. I love you.
Smoking that pot.
312-981-7200. Cooking tips here on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. We've got Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford coming up after the break. We've got phone lines blowing up. He's going to be talking about how the F-150 helped power homes and save people's lives down in Texas, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
After these messages, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text and photo line. No photos today. Love to see photos.
Yep.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, name 720 WGN.
There you go.
My God. I said, hey, get me Tiny Dancer. I don't want, like, traffic in California. I'm like, it would have been funnier. That's all right, Jake. You guys do a great job.
I got another song.
98% of the time. Merry music, man. All right, so everybody's calling, what's this Tiny thing about? So I'm like, hey, play Tiny Dancer, it'll be funny. And we completely drove that right into the rock.
I'm texting them as fast as possible.
Give that thing out. Explain what Tiny Dancer
Tiny,
is.
Tiny URL is a site that you can put shortcuts to other sites that have large URLs. And you can't give them over the air. I can't say, you know, app.irs.gov/. And it's very long. So you go to this site called tinyurl.com. They let you put in the shortcut. So the shortcut is tinyurl.com/WGN free return. WGN free return.
Okay, now we have Tiny Dancer cut for you. So that's we've right, got What Is Love, song. Tiny Dancer, and Lou Rawls.
And then Taxman.
And Taxman. Yeah, we've got
that.
Because
I'm a Taxman. Thank you, Sammy. Nice.
All right, enough. 312-981.
Enough.
I mean, you could take an Uber home now. 312-981-7200. Tracy Kahn, how are you? Tracy?
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy? Talk to us about...
doing great.
How the Ford F-150 that you talked about on this show the last time you were on a couple weeks ago has saved listeners' lives and consumed homeowners' lives and just people living in Texas' lives with the generator on the truck. I thought it was a great idea when you told us about it, and then you said, hey, you won't believe this. I want to call in the show this Saturday and tell your listeners about how the Ford F-150 is saving lives. Can you explain?
Yeah, so... as most people know, the Texas got hit with some pretty heavy snow and ice storms, and the temperatures were below freezing for 4 or 5 days at a time. And a lot of these people with the F-150s with the 7,200-watt generators built into their truck, they were going from home to home to help people heat up portions of their house, turn on refrigerators, run whatever is necessary to keep their lives together. And there's been a lot of press now lately of all of these vehicles that, and pictures and all that, with where people were going to people's houses and just running extension cords and plugging in their equipment.
I thought it was genius when he told us about it prior to the show. He was showing us pieces like, hey, man, I want to talk about this. Did you know that the F-150 is doing this? And I was looking at Jeremy. I'm like, Jeremy, how valuable is this on job sites where contractors can pull up to a job site in the middle of no place.
Yeah. Don't have power.
Don't have power.
Yeah.
Which is a major, major challenge for you guys.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah. Where do you go?
Right.
And this works right off the diesel from the gas tank, right? Right, Trace?
Well, it's not even diesel. It's just OG actual gas. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're a mortgage guy. Yeah. That's cool.
Roy was on with us the last time, too, and he was saying, wow, that would be so nice for my people. I could just pull right up to the job site. They have the tailgate with the built-in clamp pockets and everything. They don't have to bring saw horses and wood to set up their, wow, their saw and everything. They could just put it right on the tailgate and work right from there.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want more information about this unbelievable vehicle, if you're a workman or a workwoman or have a company that's looking, if you own a company, or if you're just a handy person.
Yeah. If you want a tailgate. Right?
Well, thank you. I didn't even think of that.
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
That'll change the whole.
Yeah. That's a new.
Wait a minute. Tracy, that's an unbelievable untapped market right there.
Yes, it is.
I have a new business, portable hot tubs.
You might need a 3/4 ton for truck for that one.
No. Yeah. I'll drop the hot tubs off, uh-huh, and then I'll have a portable water truck. We've got to fill it.
Yeah, right.
So there's another charge. And then all they have to do to run the hot tub is to plug it into a Ford F-150, and we got a party.
Wow.
That's brilliant. You could water their lawn and fill their hot tub at the same time.
Don't tell anybody.
keep this private.
Keep this private, Tracy.
The only thing I need to know is, are you going to be wearing one of Steven's black
Of course.
I think Dave prefers the white Speedo.
Yeah.
Right.
Or no Speedo.
Don't tell any stories on this, Trace.
Steve's...
we're good, Steven.
His Speedos are a little large on me, to be honest with you, Tracy. 312-981.
Of course they are.
I'll leave that alone.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want more information about the Ford F-150, how do they get a hold of you? It's a great truck. It's a great...
They call me at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
All right, buddy. Go sell some vehicles this weekend, my friend, all right?
You got it.
Thanks, man. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a quick one here. We got 2 minutes before the break. Marty, you want to buy a house in Arlington Heights?
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying a second home in California.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what pieces of information I should keep in mind.
Real quick, it's like you're buying a first home or any home. You need good credit, income, down payment, and reserves. That's really all you need to keep in mind. Credit, income, down payment, assets for reserves. That's it.
Okay.
So you have good credit, Marty?
Yeah, it's like almost 800.
That a boy? You have down payment for the house in California?
Yeah, I can do 20%.
How much you buy in a house in California?
Probably about 300.
300. Do you own anything here in Arlington Heights in the house that you own here in the northwestern burbs?
Yeah, I do own some.
How much?
About 120.
And what rate do you have?
It's like 3.2, I believe.
All right, it's a good rate. Mm-hmm. So you're in good shape. It's like buying any other house, Marty. You got to qualify based upon income, based upon your credit score, based upon the down payment, based upon the type of property you're buying. And we'll take care of you off air here because I got to hit a break because that music means we got 30 seconds before the break. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Donna Elgin, Michael Buffalo Grove. We've got Josh in Indiana, Marianne in Winfield. We're going to come back. We'll do a speed round. Then 11:15, Candace, you're up talking about in-home health and companion care. You are listening to Home Sonoma Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. 312-981-7200. I want to thank Jake for cutting me off there on my tease. So thank Jake. You're two for two. We're only an hour into the show. Got another hour, 50 minutes to go. The over-under is 8. I'm taking the over.
You cut yourself off, though, because that was you on the other
night. Lights on. Means I'm not done. Okay? Basic radio etiquette. Red light means we're live. All right? Sit there and just stop talking and backing him up. 312-981-7200. He's a man. He could take it. Mike in Buffalo Grove. How are you, Michael?
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? Good morning. Man.
Great. How's it going on?
Oh, everything's good. Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, we love you listening.
Yeah. All right. I have an engineered bamboo floor, and there's some scratches on it created by, moving the chair. And that they're minor scratches, but there's some big ones also. Now, how can I cover that, or how can I make it better looking?
Get rid of your chairs, Igor. It's a simple solution.
It is a simple.
Or sell your house.
Or sell your house. Buy another house.
There you go. Yeah.
Igor.
So, Michael, chairs notoriously have these hard plastic little pads that come with the chair when you buy them. And the very first thing we always recommend for all of our clients is to either remove them and replace them with felt, specifically felt pads, or just simply glue the felt pad directly onto that little plastic bumper that's there. And the reason you don't want plastic is because with felt, you actually have a place for debris to kind of go. So in other words, when you're running that felt protector across the floor, and if there's any debris, anything that might be on the floor, it'll actually work itself up into the felt and not scratch your floor, as opposed to the plastic, which actually then grinds that debris into the floor, causing the scratches. And so over time, as you move that chair back and forth, and especially if you're sitting on that chair and you're kind of shimmying yourself back and forth, that's a lot of weight that's basically grinding that debris across that floor. So
he's looking at me right now.
But, no, I'm just sort of looking out the window, actually.
He's looking at me, Michael. He's looking directly at me.
Can you refinish
that? That's a lot of weight right there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So Jeremy was asking, a very good question, and that is, can you refinish that floor? So the short answer is, a bamboo floor is really no different from a coatings perspective than a regular hardwood floor, in that if your bamboo floor is a pre-finished bamboo floor, which most of them are, it has a polyurethane coating, which can be sanded all the way down raw, or you can actually reseal it. So we offer both procedures. We can come in and we can sand your floor if the scratches are deep enough and they need that. Or we can reseal it by simply doing a light buffing or a scuffing of the floor and then overlaying it with a polyurethane. And that, in most cases, will take care of light surface scratches for you.
They do a great job.
It could be rebuffed. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, buffed and recoated. So you can't just buff polyurethane, because polyurethane is really non-buffable. But we would buff it in an effort to get the new coating to bond to your existing floor properly.
Right. Okay.
Hang on, Mike. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product and connect you with Igor so he could follow up and buff out your floor, your buffable floor, because he's got a buffable floor, not a non-buffable floor. Say that 10 times quick. I know you were thinking the same thing, Stephen A. Leahy, and I beat you to it. So there, I got that one. Josh in Indiana, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. This doesn't sound like
Josh.
Josh, is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Hi, Josh.
I'm the baby of five daughters, so I got Josh.
You got Josh.
makes sense. Dad got a son no matter what, right?
That's right. All right. Stay in your lane. I don't need any HR complaints. How are you, Josh? How can we help you in Indiana with your flooring?
We bought a house that's a major fixer-upper. It was priced at $700,000. We bought it for less than four.
Wow.
There was extreme water damage throughout the house. The house had sat vacant for more than 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
There is 50-year-old hardwood in the kitchen.
Okay.
And we had to cut some of it out. How do we go about replacing it with like stuff?
Ooh, good question. Go ahead, Igor.
That's a great question. Yeah, so the floor itself, really the age of the floor is sort of irrelevant in terms of, you know, you can take a 100-year-old floor and work with it. The question is, you know, what structural or physical condition is it in? So, you know, because the house sat vacant for so long, you know, we would be concerned with, you know, can it sort of be manipulated? Can we sand it? Can we sort of repair it? That sort of thing. You know, it is possible that it survived, and it just it's just a matter of refinishing it, maybe doing some spot repairs rather than replacing the whole thing. But it would have to be looked at by, you know, by a flooring professional for you.
What part of Indiana are you in, Josh?
Crown Point.
Oh, Northwest Indiana. Can you take a picture? Are you at home? Can you take a picture and text?
I'm not at home. And no, we had to cut part of the floor out about a foot and a half where the wall was. It all needed to be exposed. We got the mold out.
I see.
That kind of stuff.
But listen, in my home, right, I took out a wall, put plywood there, mm-hmm. covered it up with carpet. Then we lifted it, forgot we took the wall out.
Yep.
I'm in Cancun having a margarita like you're supposed to, not polluting it with beer like Steve does, and calling it some disgusting drink like an iceberg. Yeah. And then Igor calls me and sends me pictures. He's like, remember this? I'm like, uh-oh, I forgot all about it. So you tied in my old flooring with my new flooring, buffed it down, sanded it down, stained it. Nobody knew where the old one was and the plywood was. It was seamless. Right. Can't you do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely doable. So the way to approach it is to first identify the species of the wood, the you know, flooring that you have. So is it a red oak? Is it a white oak? Is it a, you know, is it a birch? I mean, you know, we don't know what your floor species is, and that's why David was asking for a picture, if possible.
Right.
But once you identify what that is, you can actually take new growth flooring, in other words, flooring that's produced today, and if you know what you're doing, you can actually splice them together, and then you'd refinish at a minimum that entire room. You'd come to a natural stopping point. Yeah, and then you sand and finish it, and it should match almost perfectly.
Hang on, my friend. We're going to get you some information, and Igor's going to follow up with you after the show, Josh. I'm going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, the best cleaning product on the planet to clean those floors. Donna, real quick, throw your question out there. We're going to hit a break. What's your question for Igor?
Okay, real quick, and you probably answered it with the bamboo guy because I have engineered hardwood. But my question is, with that polyurethane coating, I used everything on it except Mr. Floor, and I get all this haze. Will Mr. Floor work?
Yeah, so excellent question. It comes up really almost on a daily basis. We get multiple calls a day with hazy floors.
That's why you created the product in the first place.
That's exactly why we created the product, David. You're absolutely right. So our floor cleaner will not leave a haze, and it will actually remove haze over time. Wow. So if you have been using a variety of different products, they've most certainly left a haze on your floors. And that haze is there because there are oils and waxes that many other products have, which ours does not. So if you're patient with using our product, you simply spritz it onto the floor, use it regularly, use a dry mop. Don't use a bucket of water or anything like that. Spray the product on, wipe the product off. It'll remain hazy for a bit, but then over time it'll break through and your floor will become nice and clean and vibrant again.
And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product so you can get that haze off and then reorder it directly from Mr. Floor because it is an unbelievable cleaning product. Coming up after the break, Stephen A. Leahy's starting to cry now because now it's his third.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
All right, stop. Stop with the
nod. With the Speedo and everything,
I got this visual.
Wow.
People are getting ready for lunch.
Oh, man.
Some guy
this is radio.
Some trucker just drove into a ditch. 312-981-70. Send the tow bill to Stephen A. Leahy. We've got Candace Fire coming up with in-home health care and companion ship coming up, which is huge. And I've been hearing all these stories of how they've been talking with listeners and the different scenarios. And I think it's a very valuable learning lesson that we're going to learn together on Home Sweet Home Chicago after these messages.
Jesus free.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Steve and Leahy was leading us in calisthenics during the break. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That is the previously mentioned MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
Yep.
Candace Fire is in here. Huge market, in-home health and in-home companion care. It's not just health care. It's in-home health and in-home companion care. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of our listeners who have experienced homeowners, have their parents living in their homes. They don't want to leave their homes. It's their home. You're going to take me out in a box. I'm not going anywhere. Get away. Stop it. I'm not going. This is my home. The challenge is, as you get older, you become more susceptible to injury. Okay. And it happened to me again this week. I'm moving into my new house. Today after the show, I'm running up to Northbrook to move in. But I was taking out the garbage for my in-laws. It's like 50 feet down and 50 feet down. No, more than that. It's like 100 feet down, 100 feet back. And there's ice all over the place. Okay. And I almost went down. And as you could tell, this is the first time that you're meeting me. I'm a physical specimen.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent specimen. I am
Michelangelo incarnate.
Okay. Let's not go crazy. But I am in peak physical shape. I'm an athlete. but I almost went down taking the garbage cans 100 feet down the end of the driveway. And then, genius that I am, I picked up the mail, came back. I'm going through the mail. I almost went down the same exact spot.
Love it.
Steven's like, yeah, so I do that all the time. Yeah. But and so it's very dangerous out there. And if it wasn't for my yoga training and my wire walking training all these years, I've got amazing balance. I would have gone down, and I could have broken something. And then the show would have gone right down the tubes without me.
Absolutely.
And we would have been major trouble. But in all seriousness, you don't want to send a person like up there in age down out in these conditions. It's dangerous.
It's very.
Talk about the different types of services that you provide to our listeners that called you. You've been on twice now. What type of services that have you been providing it or talking to our listeners about providing to their loved ones?
Well, we have a woman that called in from Wilmette who had his sister who has got dementia who doesn't take her medicine.
Yeah,
so all she needs is somebody to come in 4 days a week to take the medicine. It's a 1 or 2 hour visit just to make sure she takes her medicine, give her a shower, walk away. Because, you know, elderly people's skin is very thin, so you don't shower every day. So it'd be 3-4 times a week, walk in, do it, walk out, make sure she's okay. Another one from Hanover Park called in and says, you know, my wife has dementia. What am I supposed to do? I need a procedure done. Can you stay with her while my procedure is being done? And I said, yes, we can. And we sent out all the information, and we'll be following up with him. We had another one, 92-year-old in Wilmette. 92-year-old man that has all his faculties, everything's going great. All he needs is somebody to be a companion. Take him on errands, walks.
Shopping. Light cleaning.
Yes. Laundry.
Right.
And, you know, it was great, and it worked out. We had an interview with the caregiver, and they picked her yesterday.
All right, we have, I think it's Alyssa on line 3. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. How can we help you? Have a question for Candace?
No, I want to say thank you for their wonderful service in home caregivers. I'm a native Chicagoan. However, I am very apologetic to you for the weather because I relocated to Florida.
No, one of those. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Yeah. You got thin. Yeah. Your blood got a little thinner down there, didn't it? Yeah, you can't handle the cold.
Just a little bit.
I understand. Sorry. We still love you. So you listen to GN down in Florida?
Yeah, I do. I actually have the app. I listen to GN, always a Cubbies fan, Harry Carey when I was in high school.
Sure.
Awesome station. So now I'm going to tell you what in-home caregivers did for me.
I listened to your show, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I heard Candace on the radio. She mentioned some of the services that she did, just like she did recently. And my mom still lives in Chicago, can't convince her to move, and my poor brother lives with her. He works days, though, and we needed somebody to spend some time with her to remind her to take her meds and help her around the house, which is light cleaning and picking up heavy things because she can't do that anymore. Talked to Candace. She found an amazing caregiver. The fit is perfect, and now we have the peace of mind, so it's great.
Until your brother gets home after work to take care of her, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Although, you know, I do send food, though.
Well, sure. And sun and oranges and warmth.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Is that a typical, because Alyssa's down in Florida, okay, a relocated Chicagoan. He couldn't handle the, you know, the cold weather anymore, so she wigged out and went south. Brother lives with mom. You get a lot of that, right?
A lot of it. The son is living with the parent. My brother the same way. My brother had to go to work. We needed somebody to take care of the parents when they were gone. When my brother was gone, so we took care of them. We found a caregiver and we took care of them.
So Alyssa, the peace of mind, Florida. I don't even know how many miles. Couple of 2,000-3,000 miles.
Two, three.
I mean, it's
roughly.
I mean, what
South
do I know?
Florida.
Yeah. South Florida.
Wow.
Oh, South Florida. Hey. No. I would not live in North Florida.
Oh, North Florida. Florida.
If you're going to do Florida, you might as well do South Florida.
You know, we don't want to live with the peasants in North Florida. Oh, so I'm in South Florida. Okay, so you're in Southern Florida. You know, we've gotten more snow here in the past 2 weeks than we've had in a long time over a two-week period of time. It's been brutally cold. Your mom's having some challenges. Your brother goes away to work and is concerned. What type of peace of mind living down in Southern Florida does it give you knowing that somebody's spending time with your mom until your brother gets home?
Absolutely. And I can call and I can talk to my mom and I hear the person in the background and they seem to have a nice rapport, which makes it more comfortable and confident for I can speak for both my brother and I. They seem to have formed a bond, a friendship, if you will.
Sure. It's huge. Cool.
And so, that's what I like. I like making those bonds between the client and the caregiver.
It's a peace of mind knowing that, listen, your parent might not need 24-hour day care, might not need 8-hour day. Just to make sure they get out of bed. If they need to take medication, make sure their medication is taken. Make them breakfast. Clean up around the house. Right. Maybe do some light housework. Maybe take them for a drive to go shopping or when it warms up, you know, take them for, you know, go for a walk. Maybe play some cards. Maybe sit there and watch TV and have some conversation. Just some companionship. So keep the old brain firing upstairs so they're not sitting there in an empty condo or an empty home or an empty apartment for 8 hours. Until your brother gets home. That goes so far, especially with this COVID crisis we're having, to keep the mental health of our listeners up and running and keep sharp. I would have to think there's a huge market for that.
There's huge. It's huge. And it's just not seniors. It's people with MS.
Sure.
People with Parkinson's. I mean, they need that help.
Now, my mom had MS, and I fully understand what that's all about, okay, because listen, you can't. A lot of EMS patients can't function on their own. They don't have their fingers. Their hands and legs don't walk. You know, my mom couldn't stand up and walk a step, or she'd collapse. So she would need that help. Alyssa, hang on. We're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. If our listeners, you're sticking around. What number should they reach out to you?
847-219-1718. The email is it's inhomecaregivers.net.
Inhomecaregivers.net. Okay, we're going to come back after the break. We've got Merlin in Elk Grove Village with a question for you. Igor or Igor, we're going to check that. And
just call me Mr. Floor, David.
And Jeremy, we've got a caller, a texter, who you're going to explain how you helped, who sent in pictures on one of the shows a couple of months ago. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Messages.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Candace, we're getting a ton of phone calls and text messages. Your service area is what?
We go full Cook County, Lake County, and DuPage County.
One more time.
Cook, Lake, and DuPage County.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, the phone number?
847-219-1718.
All right, you're going to stay here for the next hour and a half. So if you have questions, 312-981-7200. Is on the MegaPros call and text line. About six weeks ago.
Beginning of the year.
It was one of the first shows. It was very cold.
It was, yeah.
A listener texted in on the MegaPros text line, call, text, and
photo. Yeah.
A couple of photos of their attic.
Yeah.
You contacted the listener.
That day, while we were in studio.
While you were in studio during a break.
Yep.
You went to their house.
That Monday, yeah.
What? Walk us through how you saw their challenge.
Yeah, it was odd, right? So, tough part is there's ice on the underside of their roof decking, the plywood, right?
That's not good, I would assume. Yeah,
it can't be good.
Can't be good, okay.
It wasn't terrible, and he said, hey, we've seen this, but this can't be good. And I'm like, no, it's not, right? So, me and another mega tech went out there, went in their attic, went around. It's a huge attic.
Okay.
Nice big house out in Huntley. Had an insulator out there before. Had a roofing guy out there before. Had a siding guy out there before. They all said different things, right?
Which confuses the heck out of the listener.
Holy cow, does it ever, right? Just got electrical work done in his ceiling. He was putting ceiling fans in every bedroom.
Nice.
So we're reviewing it, and I'm like, look, you got a bunch of can lights in here. You got a bunch of ceiling boxes in here. We got to air seal these for starters, and then we have to move this air in your attic, right? So it's like a three-part problem. So we reviewed it, assessed it, gave them a full workup. Hey, this is what we could do. This is how we could do it. And we're gonna do it probably next week or the following week. You know, take care of this. And he's like, hey, this is so cool. Love it. What's your warranty? I said, forever. Right. You just got to be nice to us.
And when do we pay you?
When the job's done.
Right. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call or text line. This lady right here, Mary Ann from Winfield, sent in a picture of her challenge, which you have in front of you, and I will have Mary Ann explain her challenge. So, Mary Ann, thank you for being patient. We had some things scheduled prior to, and we told you we'd call you back, and we did. So, can you explain to our listeners the challenge you're having in your sunroom?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for taking my call and looking at the pictures, because my husband and I are kind of stuck on this. When the sunroom was added onto the house, I mean, I see now that it wasn't done properly.
Yeah, okay.
So the regular roof comes to the end of the house, and then underneath that gutter is where the sunroom roof meets the house. So everything comes off of the regular roof onto the sunroof.
Yeah.
And it yesterday it was like a sieve in here. I didn't even have enough places that I could catch the water coming in. It was horrible. Today it's not bad, but I mean the water marks on the wood in the ceiling are just crazy from the various leaks that we've had.
I got a couple of questions, so, Marianne. Number one, yeah. How long have you been dealing with this type of challenge? How many years?
Well, it's on and off, really. I mean, what do you say, about 10 years?
Okay.
About 10 years, but it hasn't been this bad.
Sure.
I mean, well, I know we got a lot of snow, but, you know.
Right. Do you service Winfield?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. So you've seen this not once, not twice,
yeah,
not 10, 20,
know,
hundreds of times.
Hundreds of times.
Other contractors, shoddy work.
Yep.
That is putting pressure on a roof situation on a addition, sunroom addition.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, it's a weak spot in the house.
It's a weakest spot in the house. There is engineering involved, which I know nothing about.
Yep, that's okay.
But there we are professionals. Neither
yeah,
do they.
That's okay. Marianne, we got you.
But there are thousands of homes, of listeners out there that are having similar challenges. What, with your vast experience here, can you help Marianne solve her challenge? Probably going to need some remediation work done in terms of correcting
things. I guess that's not even the scariest part, right? So we could fix your wood. We could fix this. The biggest issue right now is we can't do much because, you know,
the weather.
Her gutter is just a giant ice block. You know, there's snow everywhere. There's certain materials that we can't technically use when it's this cold. You know, we do our best. We could do sodium high I don't even know. Igor probably knows that word. Sodium hydroxychlor or something like that.
I don't know if I can help you with
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
one.
That's for Stephen A. Leahy. Stephen A. Leahy.
Salt.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, a really, really great salt product that we could use to melt the ice right now. But we can't use
sodium chloride. Maybe?
Yeah, chloride. That'll work.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with salt.
Yeah,
it's let
salt.
It go.
I'll stick with
it's
salt. Salt.
Let it go.
So we could use that, but at the same time, we can't flash right now. We can't caulk right now. We can't because it's too cold, right? So unfortunately, Marianne, you're going to have to live with this a little bit longer. But we could come out right now and at least assess it and have a game plan.
What temperature allows you to do the work that? Under a certain temperature,
above
you can't
freezing.
Do.
Above freezing.
Okay, it's supposed to be 40 on Tuesday.
I know. Yeah, we might be able to knock it out on Tuesday.
Which is
you.
A flipping heat wave here.
It is.
So, Marianne, have you had, and you'll check to see if there's any mold.
Yep, we will.
You've got
yeah, we
to gotta worry
open,
about that.
We got to open all this stuff up, address the issue, seal it, and then put it all back nice and pretty.
Have you had any health challenges, Marianne?
No.
Okay, good.
Fantastic.
That's great. Because... a lot of our listeners live with this stuff for a long period of time with the challenges of shoddy workmanship to their home. You know, oh, yeah, it wasn't bad last year or the year before. We didn't have as bad of a winter as we're having. We're getting kicked in the teeth this winter.
Are. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? We got another 6-8 weeks and we'll be out of this. That's why we live here instead of South Florida.
It's so gorgeous.
Right. I live in Southern Florida. I don't want to live with the riffraff in Northern Florida like the previous caller. I live in Southern Florida.
I don't think she meant it that way,
did she? Yeah, she did.
No, I don't know if she meant it
that way. Well, that's Marianne, the way I took it and that's all that matters.
Marianne, I sent you my text number so you could call me after the show. We could set something up, all right?
Okay, that sounds great. And honestly, I didn't expect you to be able to do anything right now anyway because it is so just totally iced over. So, but anything will be appreciated.
We'd love to help.
You hang on, Marianne. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice if you have similar challenges.
847-658-8989.
Merlin, welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You have a question for Igor. We're going to throw it out there, then pick it up on the other side because Jake just buzzed in my ear. Make it quick. So go ahead, Merlin. What's your question?
Okay, it's Marilyn.
Oh, it's Marilyn. Sorry. Okay. You guys are 3 for 3. Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, I'd be a magician or something. I have a Bissell Crossware Pro Pet, which is a wet and dry vac, and you put water in and then add the fluid to it, and I cannot get that fluid because where I bought the machine, they no longer carry the product. So I was wondering if the Mr. Floor would work in this machine. I don't want to damage it or anything like that, and I just don't know.
Yeah, Marilyn, you can absolutely use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner. As a matter of fact, it's available in gallon refills, which would be the size that you would want to purchase it in. You don't have to dilute it. It comes pre-mixed. So just go to MrFloor.com. Don't forget to use the promo code WGN when placing your order. We'll ship it right over to you. Just fill it up, and you're good to go.
And we're going to send Marilyn, not Merlin, by the way. That's all right,
Sword
Sammy. We still love you. Jake's like pointing over there. 312-981-7200. We're going to send you a sample of the cleaning product.
Yeah.
So then she can reorder it.
Absolutely.
Test it out. And it's phenomenal. And I did say phenomenal, not phenomenal.
Because you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Thank you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. These pictures are great.
They
keep them coming in. Dozer Dan. My buddy, remember Dozer Dan?
Yeah, I do remember Dozer Dan. Super cool guy.
My big boy, my 150 operator, Dozer Dan. Hawk's still sounding great. Thanks,
cool.
Dozer Dan. And all you men and women on the big rigs and the...
It's sweet. Yeah,
I
love it.
And the unions.
He's a cool guy.
All those guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
We love all you guys. And especially, special shout out to the road crew that has kept these roads clean.
Yeah.
Special hats off. To the men and
round
women.
The clock, David.
You guys
around
are
the clock.
Yeah.
That, and they're out there when it stops snowing to widen the lane. So thank you to the men and women out there of all the municipalities, of the IDOT, of the city of Chicago streets and sand. Everybody that's got a blade out there that was keeping our streets clean and safe and salted. Thank you very much for what you do. You don't get enough credit. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Pushing my mind. That's how it was supposed to be done the first time. And that sounds a lot better. Thank you, Jake. 312-981-7200. Steve, the texts keep coming in. That text line again. You okay? Is that the first time you put on headphones? Did you get
these
that?
They're unique.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like everybody. No, you're unique. And, I mean, you got a melon there.
It is true. I am unique.
Yeah, it's like putting headphones on a watermelon. Erica, did you get that little display of beauty of him trying? Okay. That'll be posted someplace soon. How not to put on headphones by Stephen A. Leahy. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call and text line.
And photo line.
Thank you. Forgot that. Texts keep coming in. Our listeners would like the tiny URL. They have to type tiny URL.
Correct.
So please give that out again.
It's tinyurl.com/WGN free return. And again, that takes you to an IRS.gov site that has a list of free services if you make less than $72,000 that they will prepare your federal income tax for free. Now, some of them will charge you for a state income tax.
Sure.
But some don't. So you can read the it's all there. They have all the description of what they're they have different income levels depending on where you go. But tinyurl.com/WGN free return.
And we will post a video of how to put on headsets on a watermelon head if you got a head as big as Steve. You got a gigantic freaking melon. 312-981.
Smart guy.
They only got good stuff here at WGN, so you know these are top of the line.
Best of the best.
Top of the line headphones.
Cans. Okay. See, the kids call them cans.
Is that what the kids call them?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I don't call them that. I'm a kid.
I don't know.
Let's just leave
I think
can.
They call them
Let's
headphones.
Not expand that at all. Okay. Let's leave the can
Us
comment
kids
right
call
there.
It.
312-981-7200. Gina Melrose Park, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. How can we help you?
I have a chimney fireplace, a fireplace with a chimney that I need to have knocked down and a new one put up.
Okay, we
and
have.
I just wanted an estimate.
Okay, we have a guy on the show, a company on the show, hi. Lindemann Roofing. They are phenomenal, and I am here, and I had my
Lindemann Chimney. That's okay.
They're phenomenal. Mike Bodart is the owner of the company. You have a phone number. Gina?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you have a pen or something to take a phone number?
Hey, Gina, you
Dave's
got a phone number?
An aneurysm
I'm
right
looking
now.
For Hold digits, on. Gina.
She was about to give it to me.
I know. Hey, Gina, I got it on the screen here. Like, Gina, would you like the phone number?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. My God, what is wrong with me?
That's okay.
Here's Mike's phone number at Lindemann Chimney. They're unbelievable. 847-918-7994. Repeat it back to me, please, because I've been accused of talking fast.
Yes. 918-7994.
You got it. You are awesome. And okay. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. How's that, Gina?
Fine. Thank you very much.
You're awesome. Welcome. Hang on, my friend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. 630, Candace. Are your service providers licensed and bonded?
We're licensed, bonded. We do background checks and drug tests.
Okay. 312 would like to know, can you do different hours of during the week, 3 hours one day, 4 hours the next, and have a flexible schedule for whoever they're interested in having the schedule
for? You guys are our clients. You guys are the ones that pick the hours, and we will go by the hours that you want the caregiver for.
815, are your caregivers licensed and bonded to dish out, it says dish out, medication? So if there's medication prescribed, are your employees
okay
certified to dispense medicine?
We cannot dispense medicine, but what we can do is we can have the senior hold out their hand and we can dump the medication into their hand and the senior take the medicine themselves.
Okay, there you go. All those questions. 312-981-7200. Mr. Floor, do you think that Mr. Floor Tile and Grout Cleaner can help this bathroom and this? And they sent in a picture of their bathtub with what looks like mold on the bottom or some type of residue on the bottom of the shower curtain. I can tell you right now, the easiest thing to do there is to go spend 59 cents to get a new shower curtain.
Well, for sure, the shower mm-hmm. curtain should go.
Okay. Yeah.
But the stains on the tub and on the tile going up, Dave, you could see the grout is all discolored. Jeremy, you're looking at the same picture.
Yep.
A lot of that is probably mold or mildew or you know, residual soap or some combination of you know, variety of things. So our tile and grout cleaner is great for this sort of thing, but it's going to take a while for it to activate and to work. So you're going to have to, you know, sort of use it over time. Maybe this particular texter is better off using a product like CLR or Ajax. You know, something that has a little bit more firepower right out of the box.
Your product you could, in theory, drink, right?
Well, we don't recommend
drinking. I know you don't.
Any
I know.
Of our products,
that's how safe it is, though.
But yes,
right?
Because
so
it's
not harsh chemicals.
Correct. Yeah. We don't have anything harsh in there, so it does take a little longer, but it does it effectively over a period of time. So if she's looking to really put a dent into this today, she needs something that's got a little bit more juice.
You don't want to breathe it in.
Right.
Yeah. Is that why your father brought that bottle of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner down to Mexico?
Exactly. Just in case he ran out of tequila, right? Like he's
like, well, it's not going to do much for him, but no. He might blow bubbles after that.
Or to mix it in with his tequila.
Exactly, right? That's how much he loves the flooring product.
He's great. Your dad's the best.
312-981-7200 to Mega Pros. Call and text line. Stephen A. Leahy, can you discharge a mortgage with a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13?
The answer is yes, you can discharge the mortgage. They still have a lien on your property. You can remove a lien on property with a Chapter 13, but if it's what they call wholly unsecured, I don't want to get too much into that, but the answer is you get discharged means you don't owe the money anymore. They can't come after you personally, but they still have a lien on the property after Chapter 7.
After Chapter 7. We have a listener right now that we're in negotiations with. Old Second Bank. I did get a hold of the attorney handling that case, and she said, quite frankly, she had a horrible bankruptcy attorney, which is she hired a reputable bankruptcy attorney. She probably wouldn't be in the current situation that she's in now, which is there is a judgment against her current house, against the old house that went into foreclosure and into bankruptcy. It is a freaking mess.
I'm going to take a look at that because I think this is called reaffirmation, when you reaffirm a debt that was discharged and now you're now again liable for that debt. Usually, if you fall behind in your mortgage and you file a Chapter 7, the last thing you should do is file a reaffirmation, is sign a reaffirmation agreement.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up at the top of the hour is a First Responder Spotlight sponsored by Team Hochberg. We're going to feature the birthing center at Advocate Sherman Hospital in Elgin, and also
I've seen that way too many times.
Yes, you have. Yeah. five
times,
and then times the nurses, Frances Teddy Teal is calling in, and she selected Cafe Roma, and we have the owner of that fine establishment coming in, Frank Radici, at the top of the hour. We're going to do a quick interview with both of them, thank them for their service, and we're going to take a quick news break right now. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. This portion of the show this year, we're dedicating to first responders and medical professionals, all the men and women that keep us safe, keep us healthy, keep us on our feet. And this week we are putting the spotlight on the fine medical professionals in the birthing center. I said birthing center at Advocate Sherman Hospital in Elgin. And I'd like to welcome onto the show Frances Teddy Teal, who is in charge of the 150 fine technicians, nurses, and support staff in the birthing center. How are you, Frances?
I'm good. How are you?
I am tremendous. I'm digging this food, by the way. Nice call, Cafe.
Oh, Roma's is awesome.
Yeah, Frank's in here. Frank Radici, the owner, is standing next to a microphone. He brought down lasagna, eggplant, chicken something, some meatballs, some salad. We got dessert out there. Forget about it. It's unbelievable. What did you bring the nurses? The same spread?
They had some pasta yesterday, but that doesn't... That doesn't travel very well. So I did bring some things today that would heat a little longer. It's about a 45-minute drive from Elgin. So
amazing food, by the way.
Thank you very much. Phenomenal.
Tremendously phenomenal. But let's put the focus first on Frances and the fine nurses and support staff at Advocate Sherman and Elgin. A lot of things going on in your world, huh? Frances?
Absolutely.
This COVID has really changed the way that our listeners – who are having babies give birth because of all the restrictions. Can you just shed some light on what you and your staff have had to do to transform your birthing centers to be in compliance with COVID?
Yep. Of course, we had visitor restrictions to keep everybody safe. And at the beginning, we were actually having to separate moms and babies within 1 minute of life after birth because we weren't sure, no one was sure, what would happen to the baby. And that was very difficult for everybody. But now the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics, after some more data has come in from around the world, have put out a statement that it's okay to leave moms and babies together. So we're not separated anymore, thankfully.
312-981-7200. How many men and women are on your staff that support all the...
150.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And we fed the both shifts yesterday, thanks to Frank.
That chef took care of business right
Nice job, Frank.
Thank you.
So real quick, Francis... The population, the baby boom, because our listeners forgot how to read and play video games and got bored, right? And they had nothing better to do, so they started doing other things. Mm-hmm. And then here comes the freight train through the birthing centers. Well, what have you done to stay on top of all of the increased volume that has come through? Have you had to expand the birthing center? Did you take over other parts of the hospital? What did you do to compensate for that?
No, actually, what we're seeing actually across the world and by us as well is that actually births are down right now across the world because people were scared and when this first started and out of jobs. So there's actually a decrease in the birth rate right now going on across the country.
Yep. I would have thought the difference, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody was thinking, but that's not what we're seeing. Now, it looks like probably as things calm down when this first started, a few months in, that summer will probably pick up.
All right. So, Frank, let's put
what it looks like is going to happen.
Let's put the spotlight on you real quick. You've been open for how many years?
We've been there for 13 years.
13 years. Has the food been this delicious for all the 13 years?
I would like to say so,
yes. Yes.
Have you had the food, Steve?
I am a lasagna snob, and it was awesome.
Thank you very much.
So everybody wants to put some lasagna in front of you. Oh, yeah, that's lasagna, but that's actually really great lasagna.
How about the meatballs and the sausage, Steve?
It's Lenten season, and I gave up meat for Lent, so I'm not eating the meat.
But okay.
Right. It ain't easy.
Yeah, I know it ain't easy.
It ain't easy to be a Catholic.
That's why you should be a Jew for that period of time.
You could do that? You could just be a Jew during Lent?
Listen, I'm head of recruiting. We'll take it.
Awesome.
Two, 3 months, whatever it is. Yeah. What were you going to buy? 312-981-7200. How has it been for you with owning a restaurant, tough business? We put the spotlight on first responders and medical professionals, and we allowed the medical professionals and first responders to select a restaurant within their community that they wanted to support. And Frances selected you because she said, Frank's amazing. He supports the hospital, amazing food. What has this done for you and your business?
COVID, like everyone else, we were shut down at the very beginning. Then we concentrated on carry out and delivery. And, of course, we're big into the community. This is our only location. The hospital's right down the street. So, fortunately, we were able to deliver a lot of meals to the first responders, and that worked out pretty well. It was nice to be part of something to support what was going on because they really had a tough go of it over there.
Sure.
But yeah, we work with the community, and that's kind of one thing that we've been doing from the beginning. Food is our focus, but the restaurant becomes kind of a community place, and with the shutdown, I think a lot of people were feeling the effects of that.
So everybody in Elgin and the surrounding areas, and we've got a cheat sheet here for Elgin because we like to do this for our listeners that don't know where Elgin is. It was established in 1835. The mayor is Dave Captain since 2011, spanning Cook County and Kane County. There's 112,653 people. Wow, according to the 2019 census, 847 area codes. It's surrounded by Streamwood, West Dundee, and Burlington, home of Elgin Community College and Judson University, which is a four-year liberal arts American Baptist college. Steve, in case you want to expand your educational aptitude.
I'm always recruiting.
Right. Notable people, Jessica Mink, who is an astronomer, co-discoverer of the rings around the planet Uranus, Dwight Smith Young, physicist with the Manhattan Project, and Jim Gaffigan. I did not know that.
I thought he was Canadian.
The comedian?
Yeah, he's Canadian via Elgin. Canadian.
I thought he was.
Well, you thought wrong. 312-981-7200. So that's a little bit about Elgin. So if you live in Streamwood, West Dundee, Burlington, or in Elgin, and you want an amazing meal, I am telling you firsthand, I have a plate full of food, and I'm going to go get whatever you brought for dessert. So you brought, I'm going to mess these up because I'm a white guy from the northern burbs. What did you bring in Italian? Explain.
The first thing we brought was verdura. We call it the verdura plate, which is our grilled vegetables. I have some fresh mozzarella on there and an aged balsamic vinegar.
Which melts in your mouth. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Of course, you mentioned the lasagna, the sausage and peppers, the meatballs, and the chicken parmesan and the eggplant parmesan are kind of our signature dish. It's mainly an Italian concept, but... Being from Chicago and Italian America, I mean, that's kind of a focus of it. But I lived in Rome as well, so we bring in a lot of Italian influences and a French classic cooking background. So I do a lot of ethnic cuisines and things like that as well.
After Lent, if Steve goes in there and asks you for a cheeseburger, would you be able to help him
absolutely,
out with that?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Or Sundays, because I eat meat on Sundays.
Or Sundays. If Steve wanted a... you're just not right.
Go tomorrow.
It's Lent.
Okay. So... If our listeners want to reach out to, the food's delicious. If our listeners want to reach out to order food from your fine establishment tonight, tomorrow, or all next week, how do they reach out to you? What's the phone number?
Okay, our phone number is 847-836-7662. TasteCafeRoma.com is our website. At the moment, we're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights for dinner.
Okay.
And Tuesday through Friday for lunch. We'll probably expand once everything kind of opens back up again.
And you're doing catering?
Yeah, we do catering. That's one of the things, like the community that the restaurant kind of brings together. You know, it's not just customers going to get food. People, like, we do their family events and parties and weddings and all kinds of stuff. So it's more than just a place to eat food when you're a local restaurant.
And plug your sauces.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Currently, we have the vodka sauce and the pomodoro sauce available. It's available on our website and in our restaurant. And you're having it right now, so... I'm glad that you were enjoying
delicious. It. I just got a message from my wife. She wants me to bring home some eggplant parm. So
I also brought sauce for everyone to bring home as well.
Very nice of you. Thank you.
Dan, you got a quick question?
I do. I just have a question. I've been out to Cafe Rome a couple times, and I've had it Frank's vodka sauce, and I can't tell you it's the best I've ever had. And I know at one time Frank was talking about possibly bottling it and having it available to buy, so... Frank, I just want to tell you, first of all, your vodka sauce is literally the best in the Chicagoland area. Second, I want to know if you can get me up to speed on whether or not you guys are selling that, bottling it now, or how does that look?
Yes, thank you very much. And we do. We have it available for sale at the restaurant and on our website. And I've brought it right here. I actually have it in my hand.
All right. The address, is there a website they could go to order?
TasteCafeRoma.com is our website. We are right off of, we're off of 90 and Randall Road, if you know where that is. We're right at, you exit Randall Road North, and it's called Point Boulevard. We're in a business park, so it's not a normal location. We're in a three-story white building in a business park, but Randall and 90 is the main.
Phone number one more time.
847-836-7662.
And thanks for the food. Fran, I just want to put a special shout-out to all the men and women in your on your team. My wife gave birth to our kids at Highland Park Hospital, okay, which is part of, I think, Northwestern or something, because we live up here in Northbrook, and her gynecologist was that was her hospital. Our third child was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around her neck. So I didn't know what was going on. Wife's on her back, legs up, we're pushing, right? All of a sudden, something was said, and there are five nurses come crashing in the room. Right? I'm like, something's not right here, but stand back. The five nurses, the doctor gave our Natalie to the nurses. It was like an Indy pit car stop, okay? I don't know what the hell they did, okay? But the five nurses, when they heard that word, came running into the room, no questions asked.
And they all knew what to do,
They took their position at the little table where they put the baby after the born that needs whatever needs to be done. And they basically put four new tires on, dropped the new engine in, and did whatever the hell they needed to do.
God bless them.
It's an amazing the men and women, all nurses and doctors are amazing, but when you're having your child and all of a sudden you see all these professionals crashing in the room, so hats off to you, Fran, and your team, and all of the men and women who do that for a living, for helping us continue our families safely. And I can't thank you guys enough. I know that you weren't there to deliver, and your team, but you're part of the same fraternity and sorority, and you're an amazing organization, an amazing team of professionals, and we all take our hats off to salute you and your team, and thank you for what you do, Fran.
Thank you. Yep, my staff are amazing, and it's just a miracle to watch, and we love what we do.
All right, well, thank you for doing what you do. We got to take a quick break because I'm getting these bad looks from the control booth. I hope your team enjoyed the lunch, and we'll talk soon, Fran. Have a wonderful weekend. 312-981-7200. Frank, thanks for the delicious food. You are amazing. Phone number one more time if our listeners want to order food from you. Please order food and support your local businesses. Buy food from Frank tonight if you live out in the Elgin area. Frank, phone number.
Thank you. 847-836-7662.
And I'm going to go get some of that, whatever the heck that was. That pan flan? What is it?
Panna cotta. It's a really good dessert.
Oh, forget about them. I'm going to have three of those in the next 3 minutes. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. And AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That was amazing. I'm telling you, that was amazing food.
Yeah, you're schwitzing a little bit.
I had like 2 pounds of combined sausage, peppers,
yeah,
meatballs, wrong chef, okay. Lasagna. We had the chicken,
yep,
and I had the eggplant parmesan.
Did you say sausage and peppers?
I had sausage and peppers, or just whatever it is. Forget about it. It's unbelievable. 312-981-7200. And I meant every word I said about the men and women in the delivery room. Unbelievable talented and skilled. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You guys want to talk about something, but I want to bring on Randy first in Crystal Lake. How are you, Randy? Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I'm out in Crystal Lake, and I have a conference room that we did recently. I won't name the company, but it used to be LL, the flooring company, and it's laminate. It looks nice, but I can't possibly clean it. Everything I use, and looking at the old wives' tales, use white vinegar, and it just streaks, and it won't clean anything. They gave me something. I mean, literally gave it to me, and that was worse than anything. Is there anything, if Mr. Flores there, or you guys could help me with?
Yeah, I can grab this this call real quick. So the reason that you're streaking all over the place is whatever they gave you has left a residue on your floor.
Absolutely.
Right. And so now, you know, and again, laminate floors by definition are really, they're non-porous from the top. So what's happening is your floor can't absorb whatever you are using to clean the floors with. So it's just all sitting on the surface. So now what you have to do is you have to remove it. So the way you safely remove it, you don't use, you know, oil and vinegar. You don't use water. You don't use a steam mop. You don't, because all of that will destroy the floor. What you need to do is you need to do it, you know, gently over time. And the way we recommend doing it, so you have a laminate floor, we actually produce a vinyl and laminate cleaner that is specifically designed for your floor, and you basically spritz our cleaning product directly onto the surface, and you use a dry mop to basically wipe the floor. You can
use a microfiber thing?
Yes, you can, and I was just going to suggest, microfiber is great because you can wash it, right? So you can use it, throw it in the wash, use it again, you know, it's very eco-friendly, it's a great way to do it. But it's going to potentially look worse before it looks better because our product is designed to cut through all of the haze and all of the residue.
It looks horrible. It's less than a year old,
yeah.
Mr. Floor, and it's our conference room. We want it to be kind of our showpiece, and it looks like heck.
Yeah.
What do I do once I clean it after gradually? Is that the product I put on to shine it?
Yeah, so the floor itself has a natural sheen to it, which is established by the manufacturer. Okay, so you don't need any product over the counter that's going to introduce any additional sheen or anything like that, because that sheen is really what's creating the haze. Because if you put too much sheen on it via all of those oils and waxes, it actually creates that haze. So once you've used our product long enough and you've removed all of that haze, you can continue to use it to keep your floors looking great. So the best way to get it is to go to MrFloor.com. That's MrFloor.com. go to the, you'll see our online store right on the homepage. Click it, and when you go through and select the products that you want to purchase, in your case, it's the vinyl and laminate cleaner, you basically then at checkout use the promo code WGN, gives you a nice discount on your first order, and that's the product to use, and you'll be very, very happy with the results.
Mr. Floor, how many times do I do? We don't use it very much, but how many times do you expect to have to use it before it takes off the crud that's on there?
Yeah, it just depends on how long you've been using the other stuff and how much stuff is on the surface. So it could take
you a
couple.
Not a whole lot.
Okay, it could take you a couple of weeks if you're going a couple times a week. It could take you a little longer. But the main thing is if you're going to use a microfiber mop or cloth, don't use it on any other surface. Don't cross contaminate. So take a fresh one, get a clean one, use it, and then rinse it or clean it or throw it in the washing machine. If you're going to put it in the washing machine, don't use fabric softener, because fabric softener will attach itself to the microfiber and reintroduce the haze back onto the floor. But regular detergent is fine. So
it's doable, right?
Completely doable. Completely doable.
All right, Hank Tapp, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product sample so we could try it.
Yeah.
And then he'll go to WGN. He'll go to MrFloor.com to order the replacement because it works so well.
Yep.
It is an amazing product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 219 wanted to know if you will sell the product to them. Yeah. All they have to do is go to
MrFloor.com.
Yeah, you sell the product in Indiana. You sell the floor down in Mexico.
We
and
ship
all over
nationally. We really, yeah, nice. We really do. We have clients coast to coast, so we definitely ship nationally. And also, for the previous caller, we also sell microfiber mops, really good quality microfiber mops on our website. So it's a one-stop shop. It's very simple.
I'm going to need about 7 of those for my new house.
Well, your dogs, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Candace, 630. When we come out of the break, can you explain what the bonding and insurance process that you go to, the background checks that you put your providers through? Because we have a couple of text messages on that. And Stephen A. Leahy, Chapter 7 question for you after the break. And you, Igor and Jeremy, MegaPros Jeremy, were talking about a joint client who didn't run their air conditioner during the summer, and their floors kind of bowed because the exact opposite of what we talked about in the winter.
Right.
If you don't have the right humidity, the planks shrink and you have gaps. In the summertime, if you don't dehumidify, you have a jungle condition and it'll screw up your floors.
Yep.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. This is the MegaPros call and text line. That number was the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com is the website. You can get all of our contact information. It's all there. We have Lois been hanging out for a long time. Thank you, Lois. How can we help you? Stephen A. Leahy's ready to go.
Hi. Hello, sir. My name is Louise. I just had a question. I heard that you had a lawyer on there.
Yeah, that is I.
Overtime is free.
Or me. It's me.
I'm retired, and so I'm Social Security. I just wanted to know about the 1099 form. I don't have a computer. Am I able to get a paper, 1099? He's doing line 30 for not receiving the 1200 and the 600 stimulus check.
You did not get the stimulus? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I did receive the letter from the Donald, but I didn't receive that or the 600.
Well, did you file your tax return?
I don't. They said to file a 2020. I've been retired since 2014.
So this is a perfect example of what you were talking about earlier at the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
Luis, sorry.
Yes.
That even if you don't think you should file your tax returns, you need to file your tax return so the government knows who you are, where you're at. So when a stimulus check comes up, hopefully we'll never need them again in the future, but when they do come up, it's the only way that the government knows where to send the money to.
That's right,
Steve?
So you could go back and file those returns and make sure you get the stimulus. I think they'll still deliver the stimulus to you. The 1099.
How can I do that without a computer?
Well, you that, you know, there are a lot of places you can go where they'll help you fill out tax returns, you know, and if you're only on a Social Security, if that's your sole source of income, it shouldn't be that hard to find out, to fill out the form. And they have, you can get a paper form still, although 90-some% of people now file electronically. You don't have to file electronically.
Where does she get a paper form? At the post office still?
The post office, and also you can just go to, ask the IRS, call, you can call the IRS and ask them to send them to you. They'll send it to you. They'll send it to you.
The address of the IRS. I lost count after 2014.
Well, I have your number. You have a number. I'll send you the. It depends what's. You know, I was going to say it depends what state you're in, but I think you're in Illinois. But I can send you the. I don't have it handy, you know, off the top of my head, the address, but I could be happy to send it to you.
Louise, Steve will call you on Monday with all that information. Okay.
Okay, and do I have to repeat my phone number to him? Or
no, we have it right here on the screen. Sammy's going to pick you up, make sure it's correct, and we're going to get your address and send you Mr. Floor cleaning products to take care of you, whatever you would like, okay?
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening, my friend.
If you have any other questions, you know, you can ask me on Monday when I call you.
Yeah, Steve will call you on Monday, hon, okay?
Okay, and what is his last name, Schuler?
No. He doesn't want, no. That's David Schluter. It's Stephen Leahy. Correct.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Leahy.
Okay.
Okay, so hang on one sec. Sammy will pick you up. 312-981-7200. Background checks. A listener wanted to know about background checks. What type of background checks do you put your medical and companion staff through to make sure that they're going into a home that without any challenges?
Well, first of all, we get there. We have to get a sheet that says we can do a background check. We go through the state of Illinois. We check criminal. We check sex offenders, universal sex offenders, meaning across the United States. We see if they are in jail. We see if there's anything out there on them. It is an extensive check. It's 10 pages of a background check.
Okay.
So we make sure that our people are great. There is no background whatsoever. They know what they're doing, and they're on file. And if they're not on file, we send them for fingerprints.
Okay, phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you?
847-219-1718.
Stephen A. Leahy, 847, just texted in. No text forms at the post office.
Uh-huh. That shows you how often I go to the post
office. There you go. Okay. But Stephen A. Leahy is still going to call Louise back.
And if I have to send it to her, I'll send it to her.
Take care of her. 312-981-7200. Steve, is it Igor or Igor?
It's Igor.
Are you sure? Because a texter wanted us to ask you that.
You know, it's a great question.
I know.
It actually comes up quite often. It's definitely Igor. It's.
Have you had the hump on your back for?
I had it removed years ago. So.
I mean, that was one of the best text questions. Are you sure Igor's name? Are you sure Igor's name is Igor? Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty sure. 100%. Would you confirm that?
100% confirmed.
And it's Barack. Like, because I used to say something else, and he's like, it's like Barack. It's Morocc. What the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, I got it. It's like more rock.
You said it right now.
I got it. I got it. After he like...
I beat it into your head.
He beat it in me. 312-981. Oh, look at this. Public libraries have tax forms. There you go. And obviously, you haven't been a public library.
I love our listeners. They're awesome. Thank you. We don't know what we're talking about.
That was a given. And you could say that they're giving away cougarans at the libraries. He was like, what are cougarans?
I know what a cougaran is. Cougaran, I might go to the library for one of those.
You might go to a library. Steve will start. We'll take out a library card for that. All right. You guys were talking about a listener. MegaPros Jeremy and Mr. Floor were talking about a listener that called in, had a flooring challenge.
It was
a customer of MegaPros, Megas, who had a hardwood floor, did not believe in air conditioning, and
doesn't like it,
to live in a sauna in the jungle. And the problem is, trees typically, when they're growing in the forest, can handle that.
They're alive.
Yeah.
So they drink the water.
They drink the water. Yeah, yeah. It's a living organism.
Right.
When you cut them down, you have to treat them because they're not alive anymore.
They don't like the water.
So can you explain what happened in the next 3 minutes before we hit the next break? Because I think it's fast. I was listening. I'm like, what? And I thought it would be interesting for our listeners. So,
fantastic customer of ours. We love her near and dear. She lives in a downtown condo. And we put new flooring in our house to line up with our old flooring, right? Perfect. Everything looks good. Went through a season of summer.
and the floor started to lift up and buckle and separate, and it was a big old mess. So we got Mr. Floor involved, and Igor kind of explained what was going on.
Yeah, so, you know, when I walked in, first of all, I got a call from one of their project managers, Lou, who's fantastic, and I think part of the reason that your client is so happy, just to give a shout-out to Lou, you know, he is like 24/7 on call for her.
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
She's a really nice lady. So yeah, and it makes it easy. Nice,
of course. I mean, so it's a great combination.
Yeah.
So Lou called me and he said, Igor, we've got this fantastic client. We've got this floor that's buckling and lifting.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We know we did everything right. What's going on? So I came out, you know, to take a look. And the homeowner did, in fact, say that she does not run her air conditioning in the summer. She likes to, you know, she likes it to be warm.
Yeah.
And she, what she wanted was for the floor to be able to handle that type of an environment. So, you know, and it's difficult for the floor to do that because, you know, if the floor is exposed to heat, that's one thing. It can kind of handle that. But what it cannot handle is high humidity because what it does is it's, you know, wood is hygroscopic. And what that means is that it both releases and
absorbs. Steve's getting so happy right now. He's got this grin on him. He's
sitting to my right and smiling ear to ear. I know he loves it.
Three syllable words. Or more.
I love it. Sorry, go ahead, Igor.
Yeah, but I am an attorney.
Who doesn't go to the library.
But that's another or the post office.
Or the post office. Right. Go ahead. Finish up, Igor.
Yeah, so basically what happened with this floor, because it's hygroscopic, it actually absorbed all of that excess moisture that was in the air and actually became so swollen that it lifted up off the floor.
Yeah, it was wild.
So what I recommended to Lou was to actually cut a wider expansion joint around her perimeter.
Which we did.
Of all the walls.
Yep.
To allow the floor to grow into basically that new cavity that was created. And then also wait till the winter, which is now, and for us to be able to come in and actually do what's referred to as an injection gluing down method, which we're doing actually next week.
Yeah, yeah.
So because the floor is at its narrowest point right now,
it's at its
smallest point. Yeah. It completely dropped down. It's perfectly fine, but you could tell it's still loose.
Yep.
So we're going to come in next week, or we're going to inject some adhesive under the floor. We're going to hopefully pin it down so that next summer she doesn't have the same issue.
We're also going to work with Dykstra on a dehumidifier too. So we know she doesn't want to run the AC, but we're going to try to help her out.
Yeah, you got to dry that air out a little bit.
It's like maintaining your house. Your hardwood floors is a part of your house and needs to be maintained.
Yes.
And if you don't want to run the air conditioning or run a dehumidifier or put humidity back into the house in the winter, maybe hardwood floors aren't for you, or else you're just going to continue to have challenges.
Not only that, David, but when a hardwood floor is not behaving properly, it's a symptom. It's not a problem.
Oh, right? I thought you put it in timeout.
It's a problem.
Don't you put it in timeout? I don't know. But I'm shing. I'm getting scolded.
Okay, MegaPro's Jeremy won't be back after the break.
That's why he's got five kids.
You want, obviously, something.
It's a dad joke. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, horrible dad joke.
Yeah, it's the only kind they make.
It's still better than your father's joke. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone lines are open. The text line's open. The photo line is open. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right. We only got about 7-8 minutes here, so we're going to be hammering here. 312-981-7200. Try to help as many of our listeners as we can. Dykstra will go 630. Dykstra does service the Del Webb community in Elgin. I asked Rich, and Rich said yes. He's very jealous that he had sub sandwiches last week, and we had homemade Italian food. So there, Rich. Ha-ha. 312-981-7200. Diane, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give kudos out to Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. My dog had a terrible accident on Wednesday all over my white carpeting in the living room, and they came out the same day and got out every single stain. They are amazing, and I just wanted to thank them.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience. They're awesome. They clean my house as well, and they do an amazing job not only on carpet but also on tile and appliances as well.
Upholstery, too.
Impressed.
Yeah. Steven's got upholstery couches he falls asleep on and drools all over them, and it does an amazing job cleaning that up.
Wow. Well, I'll have to try that.
Executive green carpet cleaning. Oh, she has a white carpet, so that's the test, right? I mean,
yeah, ultimate test.
You don't get a better test
than that. Absolutely. And it's the Huntley group that came out. I've had them like 3 or 4 times, and I refer everybody to them. They're just so kind and so professional, and we just love them.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience. I want to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product to try, or any other Mr. Floor product, that cleaning product, because you have a bunch of them. Yeah, there's 6 of them, actually. What are they? So wood floor, vinyl and laminate, tile and grout, cabinetry, countertop, and natural stone. 312-981-7200. 847. Going in for surgery next week. Don't have anybody to take care of me when I get home. Is that a service that Candace provides? Candace?
Yes, we do. Definitely. And we'll provide your care just as your doctor says ordered. If you need to be walked daily, we will get you up out of bed and take you for a walk. Feeding, cleaning up, laundry. We'll make sure everything is done and you're taken care of and all your ADLs are figured out and done.
Walking, not like a dog, but walking and getting up and exercising.
Yes.
Because a lot of the post-op is making sure you're getting up and moving so you don't have atrophy and your body's
clots
and all that stuff.
That stuff.
All right. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy. Chapter 7, bankruptcy again. Discharge of the second lien, is that traditionally done when you have a reputable bankruptcy attorney representing you?
When you say discharge, that means I'm not personally liable for that. That's every debt that you have when you get a discharge is discharged, generally, is discharged in a Chapter 7. I think what you're looking for is the lien being removed, right? Because that doesn't happen with the Chapter 7. The lien, you are not personally liable because you've been discharged of the debt, but the lien on the home remains.
What if they sell the home and buy another home and they place a judgment against you on the home you moved into?
That's what I said. Now, if they would have had to reaffirm that debt in order to get it for them to get a judgment against them, and that's what we're going to look into. But I'd say here, you know, if you think that you can walk away from the debt, you really can't. And if the value of the home goes up, they can foreclose. The second mortgage can foreclose. They can't come after you because you've been discharged, but they can go after the property.
Got it. MegaPros Jeremy and Mr. Floor wanting to know your thoughts on Rubio Monocoat for protection of hardwood floors, works great with furniture. 573. No idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, I do. So Rubio Monocoat came out probably about 10 years ago as an alternative to polyurethane coatings. So it's a one-coat, one-step process that has a color already built into it. So you actually select the color. Like, David, you know, when we stained your floor, we actually put down a stain, and then we put polyurethane top coats over the top. Rubio Monocoat is a one-product stain and top coat all in one. We use it occasionally. It's still a little early on the market for us. We like the tried and true products before we try anything new.
773, my wife always used something on our vinyl floor to make it shiny. The floor is now yellowed, and there are splash marks on the wood trim, fridge, oven, dishwasher, etc. Is there something to remove this stuff?
So what that yellow stuff is actually polyurethane that's infused into some of these Rejuvenate-type products. So they're designed to leave the floor shiny, but you're literally putting down a hard coating every time you use it. And that's why she's seeing it splashed up on the side, and it actually kind of, you know, dries there. There's really no easy way to remove it. If it's a hardwood floor, we can sand it off. But if it's a laminate floor, I mean, that unfortunately is, that's it.
It's done.
Yep.
All right, Ed, PermaSeal work in the wintertime. Is that your question, buddy?
Yes, it is. My daughter's got a house in Highland Park, moved in less than a year ago, and now with all the hydrostatic pressure from the snow and moisture being forced through, found a couple of drips in the wall. So really kind of a two-pronged approach. Can we go after the buyer, or I should say the seller that sold her the house, plus, again, the question as to PermaSeal doing the work.
PermaSeal will do the work in the winter. Call this number, 630-241-8810, 630-241-8810.
And the other question, Permaseal works around the clock, 365 days a year. Steve,
and can you go after the if it was a known problem that they kept from you, then you may be able to. If it's the first time, then they didn't know, then there wouldn't be anything you can do for the seller.
Ken, you're up next.
Hi, enjoy your show. I have a door off of our outside deck that's about 3/4 to an inch out of square. And this winter, it re-exacerbated itself from the standpoint that the wind is just zipping through the door, even with a new weather seal on it. Sure. Is there any contractor or anybody can help me get the door back in square?
Ken, quick question. Is this a slider door?
No, it's a regular
hinge door. Yeah, we could help. You give us a call, 847-658-8989.
All right. Eileen, Mr. Floor is going to call you. I've got 40 seconds left in the show. Go around the horn. Steve, if our listeners want to reach you,
312-664-6649. Go to ChicagoTaxTeam.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak.
For all of your flooring needs, please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Candace Fire, if our listeners want to reach out to you for your in-home health care and companion care, how do they reach out to you?
847-219-1718 or InHomeCaregivers.net.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Great show, everybody.
Yeah, nice job.
One of the
way
better
go,
shows.
Excellent. Yeah. And you didn't yell that often.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Leahy kept me in check. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID or go to 56david.com. Stay warm, stay safe, and thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. My Spanish Harlem, Mona Lisa.